Hello there, and you're very welcome to Poem of the Week. Hello, I'm Morgan O'Reilly, and once again, you're very welcome to Poem of the Week, Near FM's year-long series promoting poetry. Each week, we will be celebrating poetry, both new and old, Irish and international, and published and unpublished work, alongside a significant date in our calendar. Paul Murray was born in Dublin in 1935. From paper boy to paper mill and printing ink factory, Paul spent his working life dancing to the tune of the paper and print industry. Recipient of the Francis Ledwidge and Dunlavin Arts Festival Awards, Paul's work is highly regarded, serving as a vital record of Dublin's waterways. He still lives in Ballyfermot with his wife Lily, in the house where they raised five children. This week's poem is Film to Video by Paul Murray, read now by his son, Kieran Murray.
Gus changed and rearranged some old 8mm film onto video, sending the sands of time running backwards a while. In the comfort of Eileen's basement, we watched multicoloured scenes of tumbling woodland streams and tranquil driftwood beaches come back to haunt us with their terrible beauty. To backdrops of swimming pools on salad days off school, a healthy assortment of incredible offspring picnic and played at life as though it would last forever. Gazing into the camera lens with their mother's smoky mountain eyes, while guardians of their future sipped away their manhood with cans of blue at a barbecue. Slowly we too have made the change from film to video. Said goodbye to hippie dress wives who flirted with our memories from the timeless splendour of surreal summers of our prime. Although we love the handsome young people that shouted pleasantries downstairs before vanishing into another pizza pie night, we missed the strange bright-eyed children that waved back from the screen.
And that was Film to Video, read there by Kieran Murray, and of course it was his father's poem. Tell us why you chose that poem, Kieran. What does it remind you of? What kind of significance does it have for you?
I suppose it's a summer poem. It's a summer of my own youth. My dad has written lots of poems, and that one always kind of catches me.
Any particular imagery in it that really jumps out at you, any lines?
I love that notion of the driftwood beaches. There's that bit about the kind of men looking back as they're drinking and they're seeing themselves. I love that how they say goodbye to their hippie dress wives. It's probably a reference to the early 1970s or something. Yeah, I think there's some of the language is particular to a certain age as well. Even the word pizza pie is something that sounds like it comes out of a 1950s film.
It's the old Dean Martin song.
They still refer to pizza as a pizza pie.
Yeah.
I remember my dad once saying that they never heard of pizza and they thought he was saying pizza pie because pizza hadn't even appeared in Ireland.
It hadn't made the trip.
Whatever that era was.
Wow, altogether. But just tell us what's happening in this poem. Is it personal to your own life and your father's life?
I'm a bit of a Samuel Beckett fan, and I really like Crap's Last Tape, and I love that notion of looking at yourself from different parts of your life and looking at back at who you were or who you thought you were, and now who you think you are, and I think it captures some of that really, really nicely. I also think there's something quirky in it about film to video, whereas today it might be more USB stick to cloud. But when technology changes and all the things you've collected, be they photographs or whatever, you have to kind of sort through them a little bit to see which ones you'll keep and which ones you won't. And then some of the stuff just really catches you as you look at it. And it just captures a certain moment of who you were when you were.
Mm. So with the march of time, you're forced to revisit all this old technology because soon it's going to become totally redundant, and it's only when you revisit it you go, God,
yeah,
look how young I was.
And I think that's really that part of it is really nice. It's got kind of a sentimental poem in a way, but it doesn't drift into mawkishness. If anything, it's a little bit poignant. It's a little bit spiky in it there. I think it's quite powerful the way that they're looking at the children, and the backdrop to that smoky barbecue world is a lot of younger kids, and they're all kind of running wildly around swimming pools, and you can kind of feel that But there's something about they're gone. They're gone, that they disappear off by their mid-late teens. They're disappearing off into the night. And they're, and they're kind of gone, and they're kind of removing themselves from it. And that the way he kind of says, he misses that. He realizes that that's the whole thing has moved on from a different era.
What role do you think then? I mean, your father writes poetry. Were you raised in kind of, was it an expressive and artistic house that you were raised in?
Not really. I don't think so. Not particularly more than lots of houses. There was probably sing songs, but more the Kamalia type of things. I think that I would probably slightly envied the generation or so that came before me when television wasn't so dominant. There were lots of musical instruments in the house, but they weren't played or used. If anything, there was photographs of my granddad with the fiddle. And my dad and his brothers at one stage playing brass instruments, sax and trumpets and stuff in bands. But that had kind of vanished. That had kind of given way.
Yeah, because I think the television only kind of made its way into Ireland in the 1960s, I think, roughly, you know. And of course, everybody wouldn't have had a television.
Oh, yeah, and it was very little of that, with RT only on for a couple of hours a day.
Yeah.
So whether it was a piano standing against the wall that used to be the mainstay of the front room.
Same in my grandmother's house, yeah. Exactly.
But as I was saying, there was lots of musicians kind of in the previous generation, and there was photographs of them often with their with their saxophone or with their fiddles or something. Yeah. And just very recently, one of my sisters saw a photograph of my granddad playing his fiddle, but of course we couldn't hear him. And she found a fiddle in the attic, and my dad said that it was just a cheap old piece of thing, and it was no good. It was bent and would never play again. But she brought it, and they said no, it was a quite valuable piece, and it could be fixed up. And so she spent the money and got it done, and she went off and took lessons.
Ah, brilliant.
And found out what tunes he might have played.
And this is only in the recent years.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. And being very diligent and determined, she went off and she learned the tunes that my granddad might have played.
Wow.
So I don't know where that kind of jumps out of what a photograph can do, or how a memory can really evoke something and even provoke you to action, you know?
Yeah, an old photograph, or if in the case of the poem, the old video, life continues. It continues in posterity, in future generations, you know.
Yeah, I like it kind of jumps across generations.
Yeah, that's great, yeah.
Yeah, the fiddle probably had been, it could easily have been 50 years since it was played.
Wow. But yeah, Ciarán, really, really interesting chat with you. Delighted to have you into the studio. And thanks very much for reading the poem.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Grim Agat.
We can't forget that while this series celebrates poetry, we're also using poetry as a medium to remember important dates in our calendar. May Day is a public holiday celebrated on the 1st of May to welcome the beginning of summer. The holiday has ancient roots and is connected to Walpurgisnacht in Central Europe, celebrating the feast day of Saint Walpurga, who is credited with having brought Christianity to Germany. In more modern times, the date is linked with International Workers' Day, or Labour Day as it is known in some countries, celebrating working men and women all over the globe. In Gaelic Ireland, May Day was known as the beginning of the festival of Bealtaine. Great bonfires were lit to officially mark the coming of summer and to banish the long nights of winter. That's it from us for this week. A big thank you to this week's contributor, our production team and everyone at NearFM, and also to Paula Meehan for her advice and support on this series. Join us next time for Poem of the Week. Good luck and God bless.
Nearcast.
Nearcast, your community podcast network. Listen to podcasts about society, people, poetry, board games and many other topics. Subscribe to a program today. Learn more at nearcast.ie and find out how you can get involved.